should be enough for anyone to release the latest episode of Star Wars and be working on the next movie in the series. Turns out George Lucas also has another major project, NPR's Alex Chadwick reports.
Growing up in Modesto, California, the director says he was fascinated to learn about the world, but school seemed pretty boring. As an adult, he created the George Lucas Educational Foundation, using technology to connect innovative teachers and classrooms with each other and with universities, scientists, researchers. The foundation advocates project learning to get kids excited by studying stars, for instance, and talking to astronomers. A new book, Edutopia, Success Stories for Learning in the Digital Age, is meant to steer educators and kids to the real techno source the foundation uses, its website.
We've made some films, and then we released them on videotape, and then we did some books, resource books. And primarily what we're trying to do is have all of this information that we've gathered available to anybody who's interested in education, whether they be teachers or legislators or parents or anybody who actually has an interest in trying to improve the educational system.
One of the things that you talk about in the book is developing emotional intelligence. What do you mean by emotional intelligence, and why do you say in Edutopia that this is actually more important than IQ?
And emotional intelligence, it means the ability to work with other people without resorting to arguments and violence and that sort of thing. In terms of success in life, having emotional intelligence seems to be more of a factor than intellectual intelligence. And if that is true, we should begin to focus as much on emotional intelligence as we do on intellectual intelligence.
How does technology help that?
A lot of the older ideas about education, which existed before the Industrial Revolution, which didn't seem practical in the sort of factory mode of education, now is possible with technology, because technology brings the system back to a personal level, which allows for more project learning. It allows the teacher to work more one-on-one with the students. It allows for a much closer human relationship, actually.
You've spent more than 10 years now on this foundation, an educational foundation. And yet I notice a central problem is still getting these lessons out to teachers. And if you're having problems doing that, you're George Lucas.
Well, again, it's, you know, the problem with education is it's a very emotional issue. And as a result, it's very difficult to get change. A lot of people are frustrated with the way schools are, but they don't know how they should be. And the only way you really know how they should be is to be able to take other people's experiences that have actually worked and say, that worked for them. I like that idea. I'm going to make it work for me. So they're getting information about processes that have actually worked in a classroom with teachers that you can actually call up and talk to.
Of course, the director's famous for applying technology to his movies as well. Attack of the Clones will be the first release of a major feature shot entirely digitally. No film. But in the theater, he says, you and I probably won't see that.
This is more of a revolution for the artist than it is for the audience. It allows the artist to really expand his ability or her ability to tell a story using the cinematic medium. Cinema has always been extremely technological, as are almost all art forms. So the advances in technology help the artist to better express themselves. It doesn't really look that different, but it allows you to do things, you know, have sets and have environments and tell stories that you just couldn't tell before.
People do say that one can get so enamored of what it's possible to do with technology and creating spectacular effects and things that you devote more story and attention to those kinds of details than you do to, is the character in love or happy or sad?
But, you know, whether you shoot the film on a digital base or not doesn't have anything to do with the story. It's a recording device. There's a lot of people are still saying that, you know, cinema died when they invented sound because the dialogue took over and people just sit and talk to each other. And now it's not nearly as cinematic, and the art form, you know, digressed at that point. In the end, you're really talking about the discipline of the artist and what he chooses to make his film about.
Film director and education reform advocate George Lucas. You can find his website by visiting npr.org. This is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.